This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Thursday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson of FantasyPoints.com. As always, the program is produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And as always, we are sponsored by Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into cold hard cash. Fast. Download Better at better.app right now and sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit necessary. Also, another reminder to make sure you download the Prop Points podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your pods. Massive program forthcoming on a game day, kicking off week number 4 in Arizona. A little bit of a tricky divisional matchup between two good defenses and two non-great offenses as the Cardinals host the Seahawks. We'll catch you up on the injuries here popping out on a Thursday morning slash afternoon. We'll check in with all the key data points for the football game tonight, per usual. And always, I mean, it's not a football Thursday. It's not a football Monday without our guy Tom Brawley. He'll pop in. He's got a pretty unusual. He's taking an under. Alert the media tonight. But we'll talk Thursday Night Football and beyond with the grinder, Tom Brawley. And then I will make my official picks for this evening. And last week, I don't know where I was, like 500. I was 4-1 on the website. I am due, though. I lost 5 props by minuscule distances here. I am due by the football gods to have a good week. But this one here is a tricky matchup. So I did get a little weird. But you know what? Every once in a while, getting weird is pretty good. So I got a few weird ones here. Not a lot of traditional props, but a win is a win is a win per sources. Well, let's get into the injury notes of note, as I try and spit that out. But we can start with the football game tonight. We do have one injury of note that I think is, you know, pretty important. The outstanding young corner is doubtful, Will Johnson. And I think he might be, I mean, second best corner, outside corner. So that's certainly fortuitous there a little bit for Seattle. Zay Jones is out. We do have thoughts on Greg Dortch. So we'll get into that as well. Nothing of note otherwise here that really pops off. So otherwise today, we have some injury notes coming down the line, like in New York / New Jersey. Head coach Aaron Glenn said that Justin Fields will start in week 4 if he clears the concussion protocol. I got to tell you, I mean, if Justin Fields goes, that's a great matchup, man, for both sides. I think I'm looking forward to it, actually. That's going to be a fun one there. Monday Night Football game number 1 of 2, by the way. So don't be surprised if I'm interested in that game because I kind of like it here, Garrett Wilson. But also a really good matchup. I've looked at the data already for Tua Tagovailoa. They do play a lot of man, so I do like Jalen Waddle. Maybe I shouldn't shush it because I'll probably pop that out on tomorrow's show. Very, very good matchup, though, in that game. We could get some fireworks there. John Lynch, we could get some fireworks in San Francisco, saying that the general manager, I believe he had a birthday today. Happy birthday, John Lynch. I met him once briefly. Very nice guy. He said that Brock Purdy looked really good in yesterday's practice. So I think we're trending in that direction for sure. Now, we got to check in on our guy Ricky Pearsall because he was out on Wednesday with a knee. That's not good. They are really thin at receiver. So I'm hoping it's just kind of, you know, a rest day and nothing real serious. Obviously, it's too early to know if he's out there practicing, but that's absolutely massive if we don't have Ricky Pearsall. But very good matchup against the Jags overall. I mean, Brock Purdy has been dealing. He will deal this week if he's on the field. And, of course, if Ricky goes. Chris Godwin limited in yesterday's practice, which does bode well, and they sure as heck need him with a tough matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles in Tampa. Ibuka's still a little bit banged up. No big Mike Evans. I would not want to roll out, though, Godwin this week because, you know, he'll see a lot of Cooper DeJean inside, maybe Quinion Mitchell. You never know. If they, you know, line up Godwin outside and he starts making a big play, they can a big play or two, they can always put Mitchell over there. I think they may have done that with Devontae last week. He scored that touchdown. I don't think that was on Mitchell. And then Mitchell was on him all day long. The Chiefs have listed Xavier Worthy as a full participant in Wednesday's practice. So he'll play and he'll be involved against Baltimore. That could be a little bit of a higher scoring affair as well. I actually think Mahomes, all things considered, has been playing relatively well because, I mean, the cupboard has been bare and they absolutely need Xavier Worthy. You know who they really need is Rashee Rice. FYI, if the Rashee Rice person in your league is hurting right now at like 1-2 or 0-3, we'll be knocking on their door, do some business. What do we have? 3 more games, but major needle mover. Rashee Rice, like if I had to do rankings from week 6 on or 7, whenever Rice returns, I'm ranking him at like wide receiver 6, maybe even 5. In D.C., Jacory Kroski-Merritt was missing Wednesday's practice. But, you know, I don't think we should really look too much into this backfield right now. It's a little bit of a quagmire. I liked him to score and get it done last week. He didn't necessarily get it done. He scored. But, of course, Rodriguez is well in the mix there. So that's a fluid backfield. I still look at Jacory Kroski-Merritt as the guy that they want to take over, but they're continuing to give Rodriguez opportunities, and he's done a lot with them. So this could be, again, a little pain in the butt. Speaking of pain in the butt, Brock Bowers, man, not his fault, playing hurt, but he was a full participant in Wednesday's practice. I may trade for Brock Bowers. They need him. The production has been really bad thus far, obviously, excluding week one. Of course, he got hurt in week one, and it's a really good matchup overall against these Chicago Bears. And that knee injury is the type of injury that you can continue to play and improve. So we might get him back to, you know, 90%, 95%. We shall see about that. But I'm interested in a major needle mover because, as usual, by the way, the tight end position, very top heavy, and there are like 5 or 6 slam dunks, and the rest of them are basically streamers. Oh, Devontae Adams, hamstring. That's not good. Did not practice on Wednesday. It's just a bad sign because even if it is kind of a rest day, it's technically dealing with a hamstring. That's not great. And I don't know if we look to any backup receiver for the Rams. By the way, Puka Nacua would get like 25 targets if Adams can't go. Bashaud Tuten, the rookie running back for the Jaguars, limited in Wednesday's practice. Keep an eye on that one there. Certainly, if he's not in, that would make the Travis Etienne situation a lot less complicated this week because I do think Tuten is he's coming on. He's ascending. Looks pretty good. Pretty good pass catcher as well. Otherwise here, speaking of John Lynch and the Niners, he did talk about Brandon Ayuk and him being not close to returning from PUP. So I don't think we can really count on Brandon Ayuk. I believe DeMarcus Robinson is eligible to return as well. So that's one interesting guy. Josh Reynolds, not very interesting. For these Jets, boy, I mean, you want to talk. I don't think I've ever seen a target tree, if you will, with like it's got like 1.5 branches on it. Basically, it's like Garrett Wilson or that's it. But our guy, Brett Whitefield, does like Mason Taylor. And I could see it. The matchup is quite good against Miami. Remember last Thursday in Dalton Kincaid. So that's a heck of a touchdown only prop. I think it was like plus 500 or plus 600. We shall see about that one, but I am in fact excited about Monday Night Football. We don't have any other news items coming down the line, I see. So maybe we can take a look at some of the very, very early data points and we'll dip into the next segment here, by the way, but Sammy Darnold and Kyler Murray, 227 and 213. I'm not feeling great about either of them, quite frankly, but certainly Darnold, I feel a lot better. Cardinals allowing the second most passing yards per game thus far, and they are 30th. Actually, the Seahawks are 30th in pass rate over expectation, so they're not throwing it all that much, but they are 31st in pressure rate over expectation, which I think is very critical for Samuel Darnold. That is an angle that we'll be hanging our hat on as we move forward and we look at the proppage for tonight's football game. But when we return, let's go into all the other data points relating to the passing attack and the rushing attack for Seattle at Arizona kicking off week four. But first, if you think you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. And here's how it works. You download the Better app, you pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. Right now for the kickoff of the NFL, I mean, it's week four. We're deeper into the season, but new users are still getting a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you make that deposit, you can earn up to $200 in bonuses. Year-round action on NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, all that good stuff. Head to better.app right now. That's B-E-T-R. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. And don't forget to pop in the promo code VSIN for a free $10 in deposit bonus today. And bonus data points coming at you next. It's all about the data. And we'll explore here on this Thursday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN. Football action tonight. We're all about that action. We did talk a little quarterback data and all that good stuff in the last segment because we had an extra minute or two to play with. But real quick, a couple of things to wrap up the quarterback convo that we had 5 minutes ago. Sammy Darnold, as I mentioned, very, very much pressure related. Like, when he's not pressured, he's really good. When he is pressured, it can be really bad. So just to give you an example, his YPA when pressured is 7.79. Still pretty good. When not pressured, though, 9.52. Completion percentage over expectation might be the most important one. When he is not pressured, 12.5. When he is pressured, 1.2. That is not good. Cardinals, again, allow the second most passing yards per game. Gave up 284 to McCorkle Jones last week. Kyler Murray, boy, Mr. Tiny A-Dot. You got to measure his A-Dot with a ruler. 6.1 YPA. Cardinals actually rank fourth in pass rate over expectation. They are throwing it, but again, he's only 32nd. In ADOT at 6.0 because, well, Marvin Harrison hasn't really made a lot of big plays, and it's a check down offense. Seahawks allow 13th most passing yards per game. They're also gathering up the second most interceptions per game, by the way. And Kyler had three picks in the two games last year. Same scheme, offensively for the Cardinals and defensively for Seattle. Let's get into the receiver props because my Jaxon Smith-Njigba data may take up the whole show, quite frankly. He has hit 69 receiving yards in 11 of his last 13 games. And 10 of those were last year when he was the three behind DK and Lockett. He is rolling with a 50% first read target share per fantasy points data. That is absurd. Half of the first reads are him. League leading 4.82 yards per route run. So if he runs a route, that's 4 yards, 4.8 basically. So it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. He could be the wide receiver one at the end of the year. And the schematic matchup, oh, it is primo. It is sublime. The Cards run the highest rate of cover four in the NFL, 29%, and he averages 11 yards per route run. And granted, it's a little bit of a small sample of 12 routes, but this is absolutely absurd. And last year, again, playing behind DK and Lockett, he had five grabs for 82 with a touch on five targets and six for 77 with a touch on seven targets. He outproduced DK and Lockett in both games. So we are looking really good. The coverage grade, by the way, based on the schematics, our tool gives him a 22.8% increase to his yards per route run, which is already absurdly leading the National Football League. So, yeah, we're looking good here with JSN. We're also looking good with Trey McBride, who saw 29 targets in this matchup last year. He crushed it with 12 for 133 and 7 for 70. Not the best spot for Marvin Harrison, by the way. And Seattle's very giving to tight ends. They give up the most catches, 8 per game, 7th most receiving yards. There you go. I think McBride's catching 1.75 balls a quarter in this one. Marvin Harrison, he looks good, but it's just not happening. Now, he did fail to haul in a long, well, could have been a long play last week, but I think the problem is Kyler Murray, quite frankly. Seattle allows the 4th fewest receiving yards per game, 5th fewest receptions, 2 receivers aligned out wide. Not the greatest spot there. Their outside corners are pretty solid. Cooper Kupp as well. Oh boy, 42.5. I don't know how we look at this and think anything but under. Arizona allows the 5th fewest yards per route run and the fewest targets per route run to receivers in the slot. For some reason, Cooper Kupp's always had bad games too against Arizona. I remember when he was catching a million balls a game, Byron Murphy, who's now in the Vikings, used to give him a lot of trouble there in Arizona. And to my point, even without Byron Murphy last year, Cooper only got 5 grabs for 64 yards total. And the Cards deploy that highest rate of cover four, and Kupp is bad. 0.33 yards per route run against the cover four. So, yeah, we're not going there. Compare that to what JSN averages 11.1 yards per route run against cover four, and Cooper Kupp is down to 0.33. That's quite the disparity there. Let's move on here to other receivers of note. Well, actually, like Trey Benson, it's tempting because Seattle gives up the most receiving yards per game to running backs, along with, by the way, the 11th fewest adjusted yards before contact. So it's not a good matchup on the ground. And Benson's doing pretty well in the passing attack. 11 targets thus far in just 3 games, 8 for 45. The problem is, you know, with James Conner out, now they've had a week to prepare, so maybe they put Amari DiMarcado in that role, and Benson, he might catch 2 or 3, but, you know, the number's 3.5, by the way. That's kind of high. Greg Dortch, spoiler alert, I'm into this. 15.5 is the number. No Zay Jones. I know they're going to get Devin Witherspoon back, but I don't think it really matters since he does so much work near the line of scrimmage. Again, the Cardinals ranking 4th in pass rate over expectation, and Kyler ranking dead last in ADOT, all bodes well for a guy like Greg Dortch. They might need someone, you know, the quick twitch guy. He's actually really good. If you go back and you look at the game logs, almost 80% of the time, just a rough estimation, when Greg Dortch gets 4 targets, he does well, pretty much, if you go back. He's actually had also some huge games. Another one in terms of running backs that's interesting is Ken Walker, because Arizona, it's kind of similar. Arizona allows the 8th fewest rushing yards per game, but Chuba Hubbard, a couple of weeks ago, got 5 for 39 in this matchup. Walker himself had 4 for 52 receiving in his lone game in this matchup. Charbonnet, ironically, or not ironically, in the other game, had 7 catches. He caught all 7 of his targets for 59. So basically last year, Seattle running backs had 14 catches. on 16 targets for 117 yards. Now, it's interesting to note, Zach Charbonnet does not have a target on the season. So he's missed a game, but he has played two games, 0.0 targets thus far for Charbonnet. And then we look at the rushing props again. Benson looking pretty good. He's averaging 6 yards a pop, but a lot of that is the strength of that long run he had on the right side. What was that in week number one? Seattle did limit Alvin Kamara last week to 18 carries and 42 yards rushing. Again, they're pretty tough. They give up the 11th fewest adjusted yards before contact and only 3.2 yards per carry. It's the same deal with Walker and Charbonnet. Arizona, well, they're a little more middling, but allowing the 15th fewest adjusted yards before contact, but still only 3.7 yards a carry and the 8th fewest rushing yards per game. Walker did not do well in that one game, 16 carries for 41. The other, well, it's two more I want to get to, maybe three. Kyler, he has run between 32 and 38 yards in every game thus far, but he only had last year, I went back and I looked before last year, he was running all over the place. But in this matchup last year, new scheme last year, same scheme this year, he didn't run. 2 carries for 9 and 3 for 16. So I considered it, but yeah, I'm not going there. And then DeMarcado, I'm not touching Amari DeMarcado. He's going to be in the mix though. By the way, Dortch, he might get a carry or two as well. But yeah, let's see what Amari DeMarcado's role is before we get all excited about it. And I kind of feel the same way about Trey Benson. I know we're all excited about using him. We should be in fantasy, but I don't know about props. Let's see what we see in a full game without James Conner. We'll talk to the grinder Tom Brawley on the other side. But first, the NFL season is rolling. Every snap brings new opportunities. Make sure you've got the edge with VSiN Pro. Right now, you can save 40% on the football season special with the prop points promo code PROP. You'll get VSiN Pro access to everything we do across every sport from now through the Super Bowl. Daily best bets, real-time DraftKings and Circa betting splits updated every 5 minutes. Proven betting systems and pro tools over at VSiN.com. Don't wait. Lock in 40% off today with the promo code PROP at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. On the other side, two more segments to play with. The Grinder, Tom Brawley from FantasyPoints.com here in this Thursday edition. Prop Points on VSiN.
Watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Thursday edition, Prop Points, VSiN. I'm John Hansen. Without any further ado, let's go to the progressive guest line and bring in Tom Brawley, senior writer, fantasypoints.com, part owner. He's in management. And he's on the X machine at Tom Brawley. He's also an excellent betting analyst over there on the website. What is up, Tom? I don't know if we have anything that we agree on, but maybe we might agree on Greg Dortch. But how are you?
I think we do. I have a prop that's kind of tied to Greg Dortch. So I think we're going to be in agreement on him. But yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to this game. Two very interesting backfields. Obviously, James Conner is gone. So I'm interested to see how that kind of plays out with Trey Benson kind of taking over. Amari DeMarcado is the backup. So very curious to see how they split up the work there. And now Zach Charbonnet, it looks like he's going to be back in that Seattle backfield. Kenneth Walker's been way better than Zach Charbonnet here through the first couple of weeks. So do they go back to that 50-50 split, or do they kind of let Kenneth Walker run with the backfield? So some interesting stuff there, and it should be a good game. The spread's nice and tight here, so hopefully a very competitive NFC West game here tonight.
Do you look at a guy like Benson, obviously getting the first start, 58.5, is that an opportunity? Or are you like, you know what, let's see what we see? Because I'm in the latter camp, and I like Benson this summer for sure as a pick. And I think everyone should start him as no worse than an RB2, but I don't know about 58.5. I personally would like to, you know, see it first, the whole game without Connor, but what say you?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. I would lean towards the over here just based on what we've seen through the first 3 weeks of the season. I was pretty close to a 50-50 split with James Connor. They took DeMarcado kind of out of the mix. He was, you know, very active in the passing situations last year. So, but I still want to kind of see it play out. And I also worry, since it's a quick week, do they give him the full workload here, or do they kind of ease him into it? Do they, give some work to DeMarcado? But I would lean heavily towards, Benson's over, but I kind of want to see it first. Our projections love Trey Benson tonight. We are definitely towards the bell cow type of role for Trey Benson tonight, right? But I kind of want to see it first before I bet into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a great matchup either. I mean, Seattle's been giving up only 3.2 yards per carry to running backs. We're talking with Tom Brawley from fantasypoints.com. All right, well, we'll spill the beans for your one play that you were in on, I don't know, a day or two ago. I doubt the odds changed because no one cares about this guy except people like you looking at unders. It's Michael Wilson. Wilson under 25.
Wilson.
You know, there was a time, a couple years ago, I thought Michael Wilson out of Stanford was good. Watched him at the Senior Bowl. He was good, but they don't throw to him, Tom.
No, they haven't, and that's why I'm looking at the under here. Zay Jones is out of the lineup here tonight, so maybe that does create a few more routes for him, maybe an opportunity. But I don't think so. I think we're going to see Greg Dortch kind of take Zay Jones' spot. He's going to be working in the slot. Greg Dortch, anytime he gets into the lineup, you know, he draws some targets from Kyler Murray. He has a little bit of chemistry with him, and he actually gets open pretty quickly. So I don't think we're going to see a very active game from Michael Wilson. Looking at the numbers, this is a very difficult matchup. DK Metcalf really struggled in this matchup 2 weeks ago, had just 20 receiving yards. These Seattle perimeter cornerbacks are really difficult to get open with. All three of the corners. I mean, this is a really tough matchup for opposing receivers. Giving up the fourth fewest receiving yards per game to outside corners and the fifth fewest receptions. So I'm not expecting big things from Michael Wilson here. He's only gotten one reception in every game so far. Did find the end zone once, but has not topped 11 receiving yards in a game. So I'm not feeling optimistic about his chances against this Seattle defense. It has been bet down a little bit. I got it at 25 and a half yards. It's down to 23 and a half at most places. So I still like it there. If it gets any lower than like 21 and a half, I'd probably stay away from it. But I like under Michael Wilson's receiving yards tonight.
And Devin Witherspoon, that third corner you alluded to there, he's out. He's been out for a little while, right? But he's back. But that begs the question, does it matter for Dortch, our guy Dortch, in 15.5? I know he might catch two balls for seven with an ADOT that you can measure with a ruler. But what are your thoughts on Dortch over 15.5 yards?
No, I do like this one. Anytime he gets a little bit of an increase, I was looking through some numbers. Anytime he ran at least like 15 routes last year, he's gotten like two catches. So he's pretty safe there. So he draws targets when he's on the field. He has like an 18% targets per route run. It's not like, great from last year, but he does draw targets when he's on the field, considering just how big of a target hog, Trey McBride is, Marvin Harrison Jr. as well. So I do think he's going to be active here. But I really wanted to get the over 1.5 receptions.
I know.
That's at like minus 180 or so. So you got to look at the receiving yards instead with Greg Dortch.
Yeah, totally agree. All right, well, I don't think we have anything else of note. So let's get into a couple of plays that you like. And, I'm with you on Danny Dimes. Like, really? Danny Dimes, I watched that game last week, Daniel Jones, and he threw that ball in the middle of the field. It was a missile, and it was on the money, and he's playing with touch timing, anticipation, confidence. I'm like, a little voice in my head said, hey, Daniel Jones might be the best quarterback in football this year. And you like this over. I do as well. 206.5 passing yards. Come on.
Yeah, this one has been bet up a little bit, but it's up to like 213.5. I like it up to like 215.5 or so. So I still think there's an opportunity to bet this. You're right. And I also think Shane Steichen deserves a lot of credit. He's really kind of in his bag right now. It doesn't hurt that he has Jonathan Taylor really running well right now. That draws the defense, you know, puts a lot of attention on him. Lots of weapons to go to here in this offense. So I'm also expecting maybe that game shoots out a little bit with the Rams. We saw that Rams secondary really wasn't tested the first 2 weeks going against that bad Texans passing game right now and that Titans passing game in week two. We finally saw the Eagles in the second half of that game really test the Rams secondary, and they started to bend quite a bit. So I think the Rams can come into this game, throw in the ball a little bit if they have to. Probably easier matchup for the passing game than it is for Jonathan Taylor in the running game. So, and I was really digging into our fantasy points data for this. Rams play a lot of cover three, 41% of the time. And Daniel Jones is absolutely cleaning up against cover three, averaging almost 11 yards per attempt. So, you know, it's a small sample here, but he's really seeing it well against cover three, and that's what the Rams are going to run.
One more for you. We only have a minute, but I love this one, and I'm still upset about losing this Jordan Mason prop last week because they gave up and pulled him, but over 78.5 against your Steelers in Ireland. I love it. I am Irish, for what it's worth.
Yes.
But I'm rooting for my Vikings in Ireland with Jordan Mason. He will run over it for over 100 this week against your Steelers.
I got a little Irish in me too. I'm on the Steelers side of this game, but I like the Vikings -2.5. I think the Vikings are going to win by margin, but and it's a lot of it's going to be on Jordan Mason. Matchup is pristine. Steelers can't stop anybody. We saw Kenneth Walker in week two on those outside zone runs. Steelers had no answer for it. Jordan Mason's going to eat on those outside zone runs this week. So looking at his over, I got it at 78.5. I think it's in the low 80s. So really like Jordan Mason this week.
Totally. And we talked about it on with Brett Whitefield on the Fantasy Points Matchup Points live stream. Even if they run those gap runs with Mason, that was his deal originally. He was a good gap runner. He's become a good zone runner. The grinder Tom Brawley on the X machine at Tom Brawley. Great stuff as always. I'd wish you luck, Tom, but I don't think you need it. Before we talk about my picks for Thursday Night Football, just a reminder, if you think you know sports, time to get paid for it. Better Picks, you know it, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge gets turned into real cash. Head on over to better.app. That's BETR. Download the Better app in the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 deposit bonus today. And when you do make that deposit, you can earn up to $200 in bonuses. Official picks for Thursday Night Football next, right here on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Final segment here on a Thursday edition of Prop Points on VSiN. Thanks for tuning in. And hopefully later on tonight, you can shoot me over a tweet and thank me for these picks, hopefully. Fantasy_guru on the X machine. Well, let's get into it. I don't know why, but I'm feeling a little frisky. I am attacking this game a little differently than normal because divisional opponents, they know each other well. Some not great data for the most part, dating back to the matchup last year. Short week, two good defenses, so-so offenses, maybe worse than that for the Cardinals. So I did get a little weird, but, you know, weird can win too. And weird wins also count. So let's get into it. I'm going to start with Ken Walker, 12 and a half receiving yards, minus 114 over on FanDuel. Definitely like this one. Zach Charbonnet does not have a target yet. That helps. Through two games, he has the same number of targets as Michael Cohen, our producer, 0.0. Meanwhile, Walker only played one game against this defense last year, and he caught four balls for 52. Charbonnet, by the way, did, as I mentioned previously, did start the other game, and he was the guy for the other game. He had seven catches for 59. So, oh, lo and behold, Seattle running backs, same scheme against Arizona last year, same scheme. They caught 14 balls on 16 targets for 117 yards. So, you know, in Arizona also, they're pretty good against the run. They give up the eighth fewest rushing yards per game. So there you go. Oh, and 2 weeks ago, Chuba Hubbard got him for five grabs for 39 with a receiving touchdown, and he's not necessarily known for his pass-catching chops. Next up, it is Dortch. And by the way, the reason I'm saying it that way is we're saying it as an homage to Homer Simpson. In other words, it's like, I think I started this years ago when I wanted somebody else on the team to do well, but Greg Dortch bogarted all the targets. So I angrily yelled at the TV, "Dortch!" So ever since then, it's kind of been a, you know, an endearing thing. You know, we love Dortch, so we're going to go for it. Over 15.5 receiving yards because Kyler Murray, Mr. Microscopic A-Dot, won't likely have great success chucking it down the field on the outside, at least, to Marvin Harrison. So good amount of checkdowns. They're throwing it a lot. They are fourth in pass rate over expectation. So Greg Dortch, quick winner. He wins quickly. Sometimes, especially when you're a shorter quarterback, you can't really see the field. You need a guy out there, a little jitterbug, win quickly, get rid of the ball, and see if he can do something after the catch. So I'm thinking 2-3 grabs here. It's probably going to be close, but 15.5 receiving yards for Greg Dortch. And then next up, I will go heavy on JSN. Big number here at 80.5. Of course, really not that big because JSN has hit this so far every game, and he has hit 69 receiving yards. I know that's not the number we're shooting for here, but, you know, 69 receiving yards in 11 of his last 13. 50% first read target share. Oh, he's the guy. 4.82 yards per route run is mind-numbing. That leads the NFL. Cardinals allowing the second most passing yards per game. 284 last week to McCorkle Jones. Fantastic schematic matchup for JSN against that cover four, which they run 29% of the time. An absurd 11 yards per route run against that shell. And he crushed in this matchup last year. He almost hit this number both games, despite playing behind DK and Tyler Lockett. He had 5 for 82 on 5 targets, 6 for 77 on 7 targets. And as I mentioned earlier, the Arizona Cardinals ranked 31st in pressure rate over expectation, which is great news for Sam Darnold. We have the data is significantly better, obviously, when kept clean. So, yeah, we like that. We'll do it. We'll go over 80.5, and hopefully Arizona puts up a fight, because if they do throw for 3.5 quarters, we're in. I think we're in with this one. The only thing is they might not have to throw that much, but I do think we get this if we throw for even 3 quarters. Next up, said I had to get weird because, number one, we need plays, and number two, we want to win. So I went with this one here, Kyler Murray. He will throw an interception. How about that? Minus 107 on DraftKings. He tossed 3 interceptions in this matchup last year against only 2 tutties. Same scheme, both sides of the ball. And the Seattle Seahawks are second in football right now with five interceptions. So playing from behind, most likely, all that good stuff. Tough matchup. Yeah. Forcing a ball probably to Trey McBride, Kyler Murray to throw an interception. And then we did get weirder with these last two. I do think between the two JSN props, I'm going to hit one of them. Maybe I'll hit both. But on the chance that they coast to a lead, I do see them coming out. And when they do throw, it's going to be JSN. So I like this. Over 14.5 receiving yards in the first quarter. That is just under his average yards per reception number right now. So technically, just catch one ball and we get it. But, you know, I think we'll catch two balls a quarter on average if we're JSN. I wanted to go with that catch prop, but it's 6.5 and the odds aren't wonderful. So I thought that was a bit much. And then very, very similarly, we just talked about it with the grinder Tom Brawley. It is a wonderful schematic matchup for Trey McBride, but 64.5, that's a pretty big number, even though he crushed it last year, 29 targets in the two games, and he got 12 grabs for $133 and 7 for 70. So he did clear this both times, but you know, it is a higher number. By the way, Seattle also, again, allows the most receptions to tight ends, 8 per game, 7th most receiving yards with 60, and of course the most fantasy points per game. So I do like this one as well. You know, he'll be a marked man, but I mean, you can't stop Trey McBride. So 10.5 receiving yards in the first quarter. One of these two will hit, and hopefully one of the two JSNs will hit. So we have, what is that? Is that, oh, that's 6. We've got 6, baby. We're in pretty heavily here for Thursday Night Football. Also, wanted to have a touchdown prop, at least one. We have hit these the last two Thursdays, by the way, with specials slash props. I'll go JSN for all the reasons I outlined before at plus 160. And the last thing we have is the Thursday Night Special. This is the weirdest one of all. This is very, very high risk, a very, very high reward, though. And we'll get to that in a moment. It's brought to you by GBank. GBank is built with sports bettors in mind. Right now, you can earn $50 cash back reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the GBank Visa Signature Card. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money. GBank treats them as regular purchases. That means no cash advance fees, saving you up to 3-5% on every deposit. Plus, you'll earn 1% cash back on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions, 2% cash back on everything else you buy. Apply now at VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. After we sign off, it's Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern. Today's show, David Wynum. He checks in on the Seahawks from the betting angle. Jeff Erickson highlights player props to target. That is followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard at 4 Eastern. And then stick around with VSiN Primetime, Matt Humans, and Tim Murray at 7 Eastern. I'm about to lose my voice, quite frankly, as the allergies have been kicking my tail all week, but I've saved just enough to pop out the Thursday Night Special. I said it's weird. Oh, it's weird. Greg Dortch, anytime touchdown, plus 600. The one thing about Dortch, he will get a carry or two or three. So that opens up the possibility. Granted, major long shot, but no Zay Jones. Love me some Greg Dortch as a general statement. And at the very least, if it doesn't hit, we can yell at our TVs with our fist in the air, Dortch! We didn't get it done, but we'll see what happens. But Greg Dortch will get to 16 yards at the very least. That is a wraparoni on the program. We thank Michael Cohen, who is off tomorrow. Enjoy the three-day weekend. We thank him for producing the show. We thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you manana for another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.